All right, guys, welcome back to the anime podcast. So we have a lot to talk about today, you know. So I'm going to be discussing Boruto chapter 47. It was a great chapter. Now, I have to say the last few chapters of Boruto has been really great because it's been informative and also very entertaining. So this chapter, you know, we get to see the fight pan out between Jigen, aka Ishiki Otsutsuki, and Kashin Kojin, right? We also get more information on Karma. We got more information on the Otsutsuki clans and what they're really after and all of that stuff. Alright, we get information on Kashin Kojin origin and all of that. And we have a lot to talk about. You know, if you've read it up, you know, we're gonna have to talk about the Karma seal. You know, it seems to have been taken away from Kawaki, but he still has it in the first chapter of the manga we saw when Kawaki was facing off against Boruto. We noticed that he had the Karma seal on his hand. So we're gonna have to be talk about all of these things. Where did they get DNA from to revive, to create a Jiraiya clone? All of that is gonna be talked about. So first, let's get into the Otsutsuki's clan and explain a bunch of things. Now, we got a lot more information this chapter, but we get to see a lot that. So now, if most people have theorized and guessed correctly that Ishiki came to Earth with Kaguya, right? So they were a team. Kaguya had a change of heart. Kaguya betrayed Ishiki for some reason, you know. Probably she wanted more power for herself or not, but I think we can summarize why. I think we can guess why Kaguya betrayed Ishiki, because again, she fell in love with, when she came to this earth, she fell in love with a human. She had kids and all of that, and probably that was one of the reasons for her betraying Ishiki, right? Probably have that falling out and something like that, you know. But we're gonna get more information, we're gonna get more details, I think, going forward, and we're probably gonna get heard from Ishiki himself. So the Otsutsukis, as it's known, are basically immortal, and they're like an alien species, and as Amado classified them, they're like parasites. So they go to other worlds with the tentail, a tentail which is basically a seed for the tree that is used to suck the life force or the chakra from whichever planet, collecting all that DNA data and chakra and all the data of that said life, which is also why they are so powerful and so strong, so smart, because they're not just extracting chakra, they're extracting information. Think of it as a computer, you know, when you're extracting let's say information, mining for information, you're getting a lot of data, access to databases and all of that. So think of it like that. So the Otsutsukis are basically an alien species that is going around invading different planets, sucking the life force from said planets for their own benefits. You know, they eat these planets and they become evolved beings. They are constantly evolving as well. Some could say that Otsutsukis are constantly evolving, right? And they have a backup system. So we are going to talk about the Karma Seal. Now let's get into Karma Seal. So Otsutsukis are technically immortal for the most part. They are immortal and hard to kill, especially if you have no information and an Otsutsuki, right? Amado has explained that he knows how to kill one, essentially. So we are going to get to that. But let's talk about the Karma Seal. So the Karma Seal is like a backup drive for the Otsutsuki, right? It's like, you know, if you do computing, you know, when we used to do SBA in high school, or if you do any project on your computer, you know, your teachers always say, "Yo, make sure you have a backup file, just in case something happens to the file that you're working on." Or if you're a video editor, a photo editor, you know that every time you make a major edit, you save just in case your computer crashes or anything like that. So let's think of the Karma Seal like a backup file or a save file, you know, containing all important data. So just in case shit goes left, you can, you know, reboot, or you can get that save data and start off where you left off, right? So think of, that's basically what Karma Seal is. Now let me get into more details. So when an Otsutsuki dies, right, they have this last resort, this last ditch thing, in order to survive, or to where they create a backup file of all your information, their data, their personality, everything that's necessary, their life force in essence. Because keep in mind, these are people that suck the life force from others, so you can also it seems that it might be easy for them to put life force into someone as well and override the host life force, right? So that's basically what the karma seal is. Now once you possess it, you are a ticking time bomb. Once, so if an Osuki dies and imprint his karma seal on you, you're basically now an host, a walking host, right? You are now walking with the option to become an Osuki someday, right? Until that data is fully assimilated, I think that's the right word to use. So this data is there and it's being extracted, continuously being extracted until it's fully extracted and assimilates into the body, and then you become one with that seal, and then that is when the Osuki take over and take control of the body. Now Jigen and Ishikiting was a lot more complicated, as you see, right? As you see, Ishiki, when he was dying from, I guess, fight with Kaguya, he did not have enough time in order to extract enough his life force and enough data of himself in order to create the karma seal, in order to possess Jigen. So what he did was shrink himself with a special technique and went inside Jigen's head, where he lived off Jigen's life force, which makes sense, right? And then once he was strong enough, he implemented the karma seal and put it on Jigen. Then he also did a tons of experiment in order to get another host, so to put the karma seal on, which is why we have Kawaki. Reason why is that Jigen, as he said, body was not perfect. Now, as you know, Jigen died in this chapter, but Ishiki fully is now fully in control of that body. Which gets us to one of the next thing. Once upon Jigen dying, and upon Ishiki fully assuming his position, you know, getting back his body and fully being reincarnated, all the other vessels with his karma seal basically is non-existent. It doesn't exist anymore, for good reason. You know, you don't want to have a duplicate of file. You don't want to have, you know, it's redundant data. You don't want to have data unless you need it, at least in this case, because you already have the full thing active. So you don't need a karma seal until you need a karma seal. At least that's what I'm getting from it. So that's what's happening right now. So Kawaki lost his karma, which brings us to a question that we have to ask. At the beginning of the Naruto manga, we see Kawaki and Boruto fighting, and Kawaki still has his karma seal. So why is it that Kawaki still has his karma seal? And it looks like it's Jigen, and it looks like it's Ishiki's karma seal, because we run the images beside and side, and it's the same pattern, right? And we already know that Boruto pattern is different from Kawaki's pattern. So it's Ishiki's, right? Now, what most people are theorizing, including myself, is that because Ishiki already concluded that Jigen wasn't the best vessel, I think he is found a way to steal put that karma seal on Kawaki. Probably Kawaki eventually killed him again, and also he put that karma seal on him, right? So that's my thinking. That's the simplest thinking that I have. Right, now let's get to Kashin Kojin. Kashin Kojin, as it has been revealed, is Jiraiya's clone. Now, for the most part, people have been speculating that there's a connection between Kashin Kojin and Jiraiya. Most people assume that he was Jiraiya himself. We just didn't know in what capacity, if he was a reincarnation or anything like that, or if he was indeed Jiraiya, or was it possible? I mean, it was a dead giveaway. He used Rasengan, he used a Tojutsu. I mean, come on, who else would it be? It's not Naruto, it's not the Fourth Hokage. Obviously, it has to be Jiraiya. Just a few. It was just Naruto, Jiraiya, and the Fourth Hokage that knows Rasengan. Boruto knows, Kakashi knows how to do it, but doesn't really use it. In how easy he can form it. So it was always obvious that this person was Jiraiya in some capacity. We just did not understand how or why, or why it would have been Jiraiya. But we knew it was Jiraiya. Now we know it's a clone of Jiraiya. Now the next question becomes, how did they get Jiraiya DNA? Now a clone of Jiraiya meaning that while he is not Jiraiya himself identically, he is, however, DNA, and a DNA standpoint, an exact replica of Jiraiya. Now, there's a lot of questions to this theory. Like, for one, how did he get Jiraiya's DNA? Another question is the toads from Mokuboku in on this? Because he's summoning the toads, he's using toads jutsu, you know, he's summoning all these toads. And if the toads are in on it, why didn't they tell Naruto? Is he summoning a different type of toads? What's happening? Did he form a seal? You know, there's so many information is out there. Is Orochimaru in on this? Because Amaru is a scientist, a very good one at that, a very competent one at that, which means that it wouldn't be surprised to know that he has some connection with Orochimaru, who is also a scientist, a scientific ninja, right? So again, there's a lot of connections to be made, but there are also a lot of questions. Like, again, how does a toad from the Mokuboku toads fit in all to all of this? Do they know that there's a clone of Jiraiya? I mean, they should know, because he's summoning all sort of frogs and all of that. Well, did they in conjunction with Amado decide, you know what, we're gonna offer up some DNA of Jiraiya, and we're gonna be okay with you creating a clone? Does he also, how much memory of Jiraiya does he have? Right, this version, Kashin Kojin seems to be a very younger version of Jiraiya. So, right, does he retain all of Jiraiya memories, or does he not have Jiraiya memories? Is it personality wise, he doesn't seem to be Jiraiya. Right, so that much we know, say, so it's not really the Jiraiya we knew. However, he's using all of Jiraiya fighting styles. Remember Jiraiya powers and all that. So, you know, there's a lot of questions, but that's it for now. So that's Boruto chapter 47. It's a great chapter. I'm very much looking forward to chapter 48, because is Kashin Kojin gonna die? It seems like that's the point. That's what's gonna happen. But yeah, there's a lot of things that took place that I didn't touch on in this chapter recap. But I just wanted to recap the big points. You know, there's a lot more subtle, more unique like talking points. But that's it for now. Make sure you guys stay tuned. I'm going to be breaking down a few more of my theories going forward. So make sure you stick around for that. And I'll see you guys in the next episode of the Anime Podcast. Alright, goodbye guys.